The income you get from selling products online, once you're set up, and depending on what you build, because memberships are very different to a one-off sheet music sale, but the extra income is predominantly passive, or certainly can be. So if you're currently teaching all hours, after school, weekends, you're missing family dinners or family events, and you would love to get some flexibility back so that maybe you could lose a couple of students and have some of those evenings to yourself, you can replace that lost income by selling some of your resources online. How good would that flexibility and that little bit more freedom be for you and your family? It's Tim Topham here, music teacher, speaker, and founder of Top Music, and this is the Topcast, where we give you the tools and inspiration that you need to run the most fun and profitable music studio you can imagine. This is my favorite part of the week. I love connecting with you guys and putting together content that will hopefully encourage you on, support you, give you new ideas, and introduce you to new ways of thinking and new concepts and tools and all those fun things. And it's just lots of fun to be guiding and supporting teachers just like you and helping you engage and motivate and inspire your students, no matter what they're doing, whether they're about to perform in Carnegie Hall or whether they're just struggling to learn their favorite pop song by ear. In today's episode, I'm super excited because we're exploring how and why you might like to sell some of your teaching resources online. It's actually a lot simpler than you might think to get started, and there are so many benefits. And we've got a community of entrepreneurial teachers ready to help you if you are interested in this. And we do have a freebie download today. I love giving away my freebies. This week, we're giving away our online launch system PDF. I'm going to tell you exactly what that is a little bit later in this episode. But if you'd like to grab that and refer to it while you're listening to this, if you're not driving or running or walking the dog, then you can head over to topmusic.co/episode269 to grab your online launch system download. And that will take you step by step through the process that we teach all our Evolution members here at Top Music about how to go from just being a music teacher to being a music entrepreneur and getting your products and services out into the world. Before we dive in today, I'd love to share a couple of bits of news and updates from Top Music. Firstly, have you checked out our 2022 webinar course and theme calendar? Yes, we've got it all laid out for you. I've got it stuck on my wall so I can easily refer to it. And we've got some amazing guests coming up who we're working with and who are creating courses and workshops for our members, including the amazing Noah Kageyama, the Bulletproof Musician. Jenna Williamson, our amazing intermediate piano repertoire specialist. We've got Tracy Selly from the Upbeat Piano Teachers coming back for a webinar coming up. Fred Karpoff is going to be exploring technique, and that is just the first half of the year. Now, if you'd like to find out more about what's on, you can head over to topmusic.co and you'll be able to find that on our blog or on any of our social channels. Secondly, a little reminder too for those of you who are in the United States, if you're a member with us, you actually get Office Depot and Office Max discounts up to 75% off on the officedepot.com regular prices. And we actually have for our members a preferred list of products at the discount prices, which they can download and access. They've got their own login and all this special stuff that they can access. It's so cool. Thousands of products are discounted off their regular prices, and you have online ordering and pick up within 1 hour and free delivery on qualifying orders of $50 or more. If you're interested in that, that's just one of our more than 40 discounts that we offer our members to save them money each and every day in their teaching. So head over to topmusicpro.com and you can grab that discount and all our other ones as well on either our studio or Evolution membership. And finally, while I'm talking about discounts, did you know we've got a partnership with Tonebase? If you haven't explored tonebase.co, then I really encourage you to check it out. But don't go and get a subscription directly with them. If you're a Top Music Pro member, we have an extraordinary discount that is an add-on to our membership, just an extra $10 a month, and you can access their full archive as one of their pro piano members. That's saving you a good $20 a month. That quickly adds up. And if you're not sure about Tonebase, it's an advanced teaching and playing repertoire resource with incredible teachers teaching amazing music, even beginner music as well. So easier romantic and classical and baroque literature. It's all there. And get this, Garrick Olson is now teaching Rack's third piano concerto on there. I've just watched some. It's absolutely blown me away. I've never tried playing it. It's always been one of those mountains that I thought I'd never climb, but just watching him teach it and break it down was so good. So if you're interested in tonebase.co access for just $10 a month, then come and join us inside Top Music Pro. All right, let's get on with the show. So today we're talking about how you can make some extra income by selling your teaching resources on the side. And this is a huge opportunity, not only for extra income, but also to increase your reach and impact on musicians around the world. So I thought I might give you, maybe four great reasons why you might want to sell your products online. The first one is if you've got that little project or idea brewing in the back of your head that you just want to get out of your head. So many of our members talk about this when they join. They just always wondered if this method that they've always taught or this game they've always used and they've been using it for years would be helpful to others. And it's just been bubbling away in the back of their head, but they've never had that impetus to actually see it through and take action. Either because they don't have the confidence or they don't have the path and the community and the support of people who can actually answer their questions and help them get it done. So that's one of the first reasons why. The second one is to give you more time to do what you want to do. How does that work? Well, extra income. The income you get from selling products online, once you're set up, and depending on what you build, because memberships are very different to a one-off sheet music sale, but the extra income is predominantly passive or certainly can be. So if you're currently teaching all hours, after school, weekends, you're missing your family dinners or family events, and you would love to get some flexibility back so that maybe you could lose a couple of students and have some of those evenings to yourself, you can replace that lost income by selling some of your resources online. How good would that flexibility and that little bit more freedom be for you and your family? All right, number three is technology. The technology nowadays is actually quite easy. With platforms like the Top Music Marketplace available for selling your resources, you don't have to spend hundreds of dollars or thousands on building whole e-commerce sites. You can just upload and start selling really quickly. And there are other options for creating websites that are actually quite simple as well, using things like Shopify. There's just lots of options, so don't worry about the technology. The improvements in technology available for e-commerce in the last 10 years have just been substantial. Okay, and fourthly, as I mentioned at the start, expanding your reach and transforming more people. You can now have a global impact on music teaching, music education, the musicians of the world by selling and getting your amazing ideas out of your head and out of your studio and out to the world. And that's what we can help you do. So you may be wondering what kind of products and services you could sell. So let me tell you about what some of our Evolution members are already doing and selling. So you could sell coaching. So Jana, our piece-by-piece intermediate specialist producer here inside Top Music, who does our twice monthly videos, has set up her own coaching practice where she coaches other teachers in teaching. So that's one idea. Selling courses. The amazing Selena, who created our special needs teaching course, now sells her own courses and takes cohorts of teachers through her milestone method of teaching special needs students. So courses is another idea. Method books. Rebecca over in Canada has been using her own method for, I think she said 20 years, and has always wondered if she should get it out into the world and share it with other people. And she's just going through the process at the moment of getting it professionally typeset and engraved and getting illustrations done. And it's starting to come together. It looks just amazing. So method books is another thing you could sell. Sheet music. Lots of you compose or create arrangements of sheet music. Now, you've got to be careful re-copyright of arrangements, particularly if it's not in the public domain. So if it's more current than the last 70 or so years. But there's also options for how you can sell arranged pop music too. We can help you with that. Games. Lots of you teach and explore games in your studio. Services. So if you offer a service for people or teachers, so let's say website design, you could potentially sell that. And you could even sell physical products. We've had people create books on the marketplace. We've got whiteboards and game packs of game cards, all those kinds of things. So you don't necessarily only have to think digital. You can also think physical if you want to. All right, so now onto four questions that I commonly get from teachers interested in selling their resources online. I wonder if you've thought these yourself. So question one, what if I want to do this but don't know what to sell or have too many ideas and don't know which one to do? really, the second one is so common for entrepreneurial teachers out there. I felt it myself. I always have too many ideas and struggle to work out sometimes which ones I should focus on first. And the other end of the spectrum is that you really like the idea of this, but you're not sure where to start. Well, we cater for both of those ends of the spectrum in our membership. I'm going to tell you more about our Evolution membership in a moment. But if you don't know what to do, then we actually can help you with something called idea extraction, where we actually find out from people who you might want to create things for, how and what they might like you to create. And if you've got too many ideas, then that's one of the first things that we can help you distill down to work out what is the best way to start, because you can't do everything at once. So we've got you covered if those questions have been in the back of your mind. Question two, how long will the process take? Well, this is truly a how long is a piece of string question, because it really depends on how far progressed you are with creating your resource. So for example, Rebecca already had the method books outlined, and while they weren't professionally finished, they were mostly complete. So she's further along the process than someone else who maybe is interested to create a method, but just has a whole ton of scrap pages in a binder book, for example. So you've got to take in mind, or keep in mind, the time that the production of the actual product or service will take. And if it's something like coaching, then the production of that won't actually take too much time, because it kind of happens as people buy it. So that is one thing to consider. The other aspect of the time is the marketing time. And in Online Launch System, we'll actually teach you how to go about building your audience and finding the people who will be interested in what you want to do, getting in front of them, building a website if you need one, and launching. We'll go through that entire process. So that can take a few months potentially if you really want to do it well. And if you're starting from zero, if you have absolutely, you don't have a Facebook group, for example, or you don't have an email list, then it can take a little bit longer to get started. Question three is people saying, I don't know the tech. I'm not very techie. Is that okay? Can I still do this? As I mentioned just before, yes, you absolutely can. And it's only getting easier to create and launch products and online courses and those sorts of things online, because the technology and the platforms are being built all the time and improved. So for people that are interested in creating courses, back when I started in 2014, there weren't that many options for where I could host that. So I had to build it myself on my website. Now we have Thinkific and Teachable and Kajabi and a ton of others that maybe not at the tip of my tongue, but there are lots of options that will allow you to get started for a small monthly fee and not have to worry about all the tech hassles and plugins and broken code and developers and all that kind of stuff. It's very doable now. So don't worry. If you're not techie, that's okay. It's almost better if you're more passionate about the marketing and telling your story and getting the word out about what you do than being tech focused, because that's where the real power comes in being able to sell what you create. And the last question people do ask me is, how much money can I make? Again, it depends so much on the model, the business model that you establish, and what you are actually selling. If you're uploading a few bits of sheet music online, if it's incredibly popular, then yes, you could make a few hundred dollars every month, maybe every week if it's really popular. Depends on how much you charge as well for it. If you're only charging a dollar for an amazing piece of sheet music, then it's going to take you a lot longer than it would if you charged $20 and added a live one-on-one with the person who buys it or something like that. So there's ways of stacking your offer and making the offer really appealing for people and being able to price it in the right way so you can make more money. We can help you with all of those things. So how much money will you make? Well, it depends on what you're selling. And it depends on how hard you market and how many customers you get. So I can't actually tell you, unfortunately. What I can tell you is that, without giving too much away, we have Evolution members who are selling courses for hundreds of dollars regularly and opening up intakes and cohorts and making thousands of dollars doing that each time that they open up. We've had others do membership models. So there's just a huge amount of variety. I can't actually put a finger on how much you'll make, but there is opportunity out there for sure. So these are the kinds of questions that I've often received over the years. So what I eventually did about 3 years ago was create a course of my own that answers all these questions and steps you through exactly how to do what I've done to be able to set up an online business and sell and create things for other people around the world. So it's called our online launch system. I mentioned that you can download a copy of this. It's a one-page PDF. It's a nine-step path which takes you from being a music teacher in the bottom left corner to a music entrepreneur in the top right corner. And I built this because more and more teachers were seeing what I've created from scratch with Top Music and wanting to learn how to do the same thing, although maybe not going as far as I've taken it. But what they also found is that if you Google, you know, how to create an online product or course or something like that, there's no one out there doing this specifically for music teachers. And that's what I've done. So I've created the course for music teachers about how to sell their online products and services. It's for music teachers and it's by music teachers, and there's nothing out there quite like it. And the great thing is that even small steps and uploading just one resource can start bringing in a little income. You don't have to go all in and spend a year planning something. In fact, we discourage everyone from doing that, because one thing you want to know really early on is whether people actually want what you're going to offer. So we counsel all our members that they should not spend months and years building and creating and writing and paying out money to have things incredibly produced, because we want to make sure people are going to buy that before you go to all that trouble, and we'll help you with that. So this online launch system and the Music Teacher Startup course, which is the name of the course that I created, is available in our Evolution membership. Now, in our Evolution membership, which is the top tier of our Top Music Pro membership, not only do you get the full Music Teacher Startup plus about 9 hours of bonuses. Now, that's me interviewing teachers who've been there and done it, from selling everything from apps to albums and everything in between. But you also get, and this is one of the most powerful things, regular group masterminds to get your questions answered. So we come together and we talk through any of the questions that you've got. Is my idea good? What do you think about this? What email system should I use? And we answer all those questions. You also get a private Evolution forum in our community forums, which is accessible on our app, and you can ask any questions you want just of our Evolution group. And we also upload from time to time extra workshops and webinars created just for this group. We've got a new one coming up on building your audience with Facebook groups, for example. And we've also got a mastermind as I'm recording this tomorrow. One of our first Friday of the month masterminds is just coming up. So I cannot wait to catch up with all the news from our Evolution members for the last few weeks. You also get a one-on-one kickoff call with me when you join to answer your questions. And I find a lot of the time people use this to ask me that question that I mentioned before, whether their idea is a good one. And yes, most of the time it is, but sometimes it's not quite right. So I do help our new members right at the start there be able to focus in and work out what they should do first. Because oftentimes, the path ahead can be overwhelming if you look too far ahead. So really, it's about just stepping foot on that first step of the path and moving forward that way. Now, if you're already a Lite or Studio member of Top Music Pro, you can upgrade anytime. You can just go into your account settings and go to subscriptions. And if you've got any questions at all, of course, you can ask our support team. So I'm going to walk you briefly through the steps that we teach all our Evolution members. And these are the steps that form the modules for our Music Teacher Startup course. But before that, let me give you two testimonials from two different teachers who've been through our program. And this is what they said. So Maddie said, I joined MTS, Music Teacher Startup, because I wanted to create and release my music composition courses online. Music Teacher Startup is packed full of great content, from creating your product to releasing and selling it online. I can't recommend the course highly enough for anyone who wants to sell music-related products online, since it has changed the way I view online marketing and content creation. Another one from Rebecca, and this isn't the Rebecca I mentioned before, a different Rebecca. She said, if you want to scale your music teaching business, branch out into the online world, and break free of the time for money trap, this course is exactly what you need. I wish it had been available when I was starting out. Tim's course covers the same information as some other more expensive business courses that I took, and it offers extra insight about how to implement the strategies in the niche of music education. But the best part of the course is how personable Tim is. By sharing stories of his own business successes and failures, he helps you to feel comfortable taking risks. So you end up looking forward to making your own mistakes along the way so that you can learn from them too. And by the end of the course, you feel like you've made a new friend, one who believes in you and genuinely wants you to succeed. Stop hesitating and just enroll in this course right now. You'll thank yourself later. That was from Rebecca. Stories like this we hear all the time from our Evolution members, and we're only too pleased to enjoy and watch their success. And it's one of the key reasons that I started this program, because I know that the more amazing resources that are put out into the world, the more we'll be able to achieve our Top Music mission of making sure that there are as many children and adults in the world learning and playing music for as long as they can through their lifetime due to amazing experiences with their teachers and music and instruments and all the things that go into a music education. And if we can help by supporting other teachers to put out great content and leave their own legacies, then I'm only too pleased to help. Okay, so what are the stages we'll be stepping you through if you join the Evolution program? Well, as I said, it's laid out in our online launch system. So let me take you through it. It's all laid out in our online launch system. And the launch system is based over three levels, and there's three steps in each. So on the bottom level, the first level, we have our planning level. In the middle, we go to build. And then on the top level, we actually head to the selling stage. The plan stage is where you really want to get some questions answered. So we talk here about your business idea formulation, if what you're doing is the right way to go. We talk about audience building. If you don't have a product yet, we give you examples of how to extract ideas. We get you to solve problems here, and we get you to validate what you're doing before you start spending time creating it. And there's a process around that. The second step is called branding and design, and we do this early on because it really does set the scene for how you're going to approach a lot of what comes later in the build stage. So I give you a branding quick start. We talk about your USP, your unique selling proposition. We talk about business names, logos, and domains, what's important, what's not, where to get great ideas, and how all of that works. So that's stage two, or step two. Step three of the planning stage is your minimum viable product. We talk about a book called The Lean Startup. And we also talk about avoiding perfection and creating a value proposition and creating and building a minimum viable product. This is the first step in creating your product without spending years and years and thousands of dollars creating it before we know that it has value out in the real world. And we help you gain to get testimonials and ask the right feedback and all those kinds of things. So that's step three on the planning, the last step of the planning stage. Now we're going to move up to the building stage. And the first thing we're going to do is talk about websites. We're going to talk about your tech stack, hosting yourself versus the platforms that I mentioned earlier. We'll talk about conversions and what that means, and also the layout and the content that you need on the site to make sure that you're able to sell your product or service. Then we move on to offer and pricing. This is step five, offer and pricing. So we're talking about different pricing models. We talk about bundling. We talk about storytelling and stacking your offer. Really important. And the last step on the build, the middle tier of our launch system, is content marketing. So we talk about growing traffic online. We talk about lead magnets and how to get people's emails, what software to use, how it all works, the right headlines to write both on page and in emails. And we talk about SEO, search engine optimization. Once we've done that, we're going to move on to the last three steps. And this is our sell stage of the online launch system. So the first step of the sell stage is called funnels. Now, if you're not familiar with funnels, then this is an absolutely crucial step for you to take and learn about. Now, I would imagine that 99% of you have been through a funnel online. And if you are listening to this and you've ever downloaded anything of mine or bought something of mine at Top Music, then you've probably been in one of my funnels. But we actually help you understand how to automate the email systems that go on, how to create nurture sequences, how to convert people best, and the technology to use behind it. So funnels is that step. The second last step is all about the sales page. So we talk about the long versus short form, the use of videos, calls to actions, and different versions of shopping carts, and the checkout process that you can use. So that's all about sales pages. And then finally, the last step before the music entrepreneur success system finishes is our launch stage. So we talk about the product launch formula. We talk about cart open and close periods, discounts and bonuses, and importantly, onboarding people to start using whatever it is that you've created for them. So that's a quick outline of the Music Teacher Online launch system, which we've created to take you to music entrepreneur, confident music entrepreneur status. And sounds pretty simple, right? Well, no, of course not. But now that you've got the path to follow, you're already on your way there. And the great thing is that with a path to follow and people to support you, you can make this happen if you want to. Now, in the Music Teacher Startup course, the modules are laid out in a really similar way to the online launch system I've just mentioned. And you'll get 25 to 30 minute videos with me on screen presenting, showing my slides and showing you websites and examples of everything. You then have steps to do and a quiz to make sure you understand what's going on. And as I said, you've got that opportunity to ask any questions that you want along the way, either through the forums, through questions on the modules, or via our live masterminds twice monthly. One of the other benefits of Evolution membership is that you get a premium seller account on Top Music Marketplace. That reduces your commissions and allows you to make more money from every sale. And we can get you set up there really quickly so that if you're planning to sell to music teachers, then listing on the Top Music Marketplace allows you to quickly get your product in front of an audience without worrying about building the technology and the payment systems. That's why hundreds of sellers use Top Music Marketplace every day to list their products. So if all of that is of interest to you and you want to find out more, read more about my own story of how I came to create my first course and sell my first course, which was called PianoFlix back in 2014, you can find out all about it, read my story and find out more about Music Teacher Startup, the course we've created, and also the Evolution membership by heading to musicteacherstartup.com, all one word, musicteacherstartup.com. And we'll put a link to that in our show notes. Well, I hope you've enjoyed today's episode and it's given you a little bit of motivation to have a think about whether you could sell and share something of your own out into the world. I really look forward to working with you if that is something that you like to do. And trust me, when you get that little idea that's been brewing in the back of your head for years and years, when you finally get that out and see it in the world, it is a life-changing experience. So that's the end of the show this week. If there are any links or anything that you weren't too sure about, just head over to topmusic.co/episode269. Our show notes will provide links to anything that we've mentioned. And also, make sure you grab the download. The online launch system is laid out for you. It's a one-page PDF that you can put on the side of your desk or up on the wall and check things off as you go, regardless of whether you come and join us. I hope it is useful to you. Next week on the podcast, you get to be a fly on the wall of one of my piano lessons. Yes, I'm getting lessons every 2 weeks on some of the advanced Chopin repertoire that I'm working on at the moment, including etudes and scherzi, working on a bit of Scarlatti, and there'll be more to come in the future. And I'm actually live streaming these lessons to the world. So I'm getting lessons with amazing teachers and letting you guys watch along and ask questions and join in. So if you haven't yet tuned in, and you can do this on Facebook or over on YouTube, then next week I'm actually going to share the audio to the last lesson that I had with the amazing Fred Karpov so that you can learn along with me. And then, of course, you can watch the video as well if you're interested. And we're working on Chopin Opus 10 number 1, his second and third scherzi, and we're doing some very cool trill work in one of my Scarlattis, but it's actually just focusing on the trill movement. I think you'll really enjoy it if that's something that you've ever struggled with. I certainly have for a long time. I'm Tim Topham and you've been listening to The Topcast. So great to have you here and I can't wait to speak to you again this time next week. Bye-bye everyone. For more information about this episode and to find out how to enhance your own teaching, visit topmusic.co. You'll find everything you need for your studio, from lesson plans to cheat sheets, quick win teaching ideas and guides on how to build your teaching business. Plus, you'll be connected to a global community of the world's top music teachers. And when you're ready, join hundreds of other teachers around the world by becoming a Top Music Pro member and get access to all our bonus content and flagship courses. And don't forget to follow topmusic.co on social media and subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to it. That's all for today. We'll see you in the studio.